Back in October, we took our first short-term missions trip to Kenya. And if you have talked to anybody that went on that trip, you knew it was life-transforming for them to see the work of ministry taking place with Good News Kenya. And this morning, we are blessed to have Fred and Holly Okoth with us, who serve there and lead that ministry. God has richly blessed them from a couple buildings now to a complex where kids are coming and learning about Jesus Christ and where they're being sponsored and helped with their families. I want to say, Fred and Holly, you guys can go ahead and come up. Where are you, Fred and Holly? Come on up. I want to say these two, I love them. They are so, if you want to see definition of humble, this man and this woman are humble. They love the Lord. They serve the Lord faithfully. They never make it about themselves, and they keep drawing people to Jesus Christ. And isn't that what the Christian walk's about, right? That we look toward each other, and we grow, and we learn based on how we see other people living. So we're thrilled to have so many great missionaries in this church. We're going to have a report from a couple in the weeks to come, but we're thrilled, as Fred and Holly have been on furlough for a couple weeks, to have them come and share with us today and lead us in study of God's Word. So would you welcome Fred and Holly Okoth.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Children, you are dismissed.
Okay, we are so honored to worshiping with you this morning, and Holly and I have been incredibly blessed by your partnership, Harbor Rock Tabernacle. For the past 4 years, you've been praying with us, supporting us, and even encouraging us, and we want to say that tremendously, you've been a part of great work that God is doing in Kenya. And we are so, so deeply grateful for your support and everything. Amen.
So we are home for Christmas. We had a great time this week celebrating Christmas with my family, and it was a great joy to see my children celebrate Christmas and know the traditions that I grew up with in our home in the U.S. And we are also extremely grateful that we not only have a home in the U.S., but thanks to your unwavering support, we also have a home in Kenya. Harbor Rock, you helped us tremendously move into our home earlier this year. And when Pastor Paul was asking us to think of the ways that we've seen God's goodness this year, that was one of the ways that stuck out in my mind. Thank you for your generosity, for helping us move into our home that was filled with your people. Amen. Harbor Rock mission team came in and we were able to host them in our home, and it was such a great honor to serve alongside and to make deeper relationships with some of the members here at Harbor Rock, and we know that if you didn't go, you were still part of that team. You still helped pray to get them to Kenya and encourage them in their work and support them in the work that they were doing. So we're just really honored for this partnership and this friendship and this this family. I want to say Bwana Asifiwe, because that's how we say praise the Lord in Kenya. We are so thankful for this partnership, and we'd just like to take a couple minutes for you to watch a video with us and praise the Lord of the great work that he has done through this partnership. You can go ahead and play the video.
The vision of Good News Kenya was born from a desire to bring hope and spiritual transformation to Kenyan communities through education, discipleship, and sponsorship. Our mission centers around creating a community where every child has the opportunity to learn, grow, and thrive. We believe that the transformative power of faith in Christ, which not only changes lives, but also strengthens families.
One of our main area of focus is education. I first experienced firsthand the struggle and the poverty that has really engulfed the people that live in this community.
We believe that education is a powerful tool for breaking the cycle of poverty. And through the Academy, we aim to shape young leaders who will positively impact their communities.
The education program that we offer at Good News is competency-based. We have programs that are tailored towards developing the faith of children through what we call Chapel Program. This program involves preaching of the Word of God, letting the learners know about how to read and recite memory verses, and even to learn values.
In our sponsorship program now, we have 93 students who are needy and who are getting the best and quality education here in the school.
Our child sponsorship program connects vulnerable children with sponsors who support their education and essential needs, empowering each child to achieve their full potential.
Good news to you, Mia Tiagimora Mora. Koroka school, little on school fee, uniform gimme a coachacre watches, socks, school uniform, fee kids, gym of being at the school. Mana gone good news, Rokamana.
Good news, no get on good on.
Alemo mar mondo mi chenro mar sponsorship ni kik ochung' to med dhi mbele mondo mi omed konyowa nyaka higni ma mbele nikech nyithindo pod nitie mang'eny ma ochando.
Our discipleship program initiatives extend to small groups, Bible studies, and community outreaches, nurturing lifelong followers of Christ who live out their faith in practical ways.
Our main objective by the end of the day is to see that practical, physical, and spiritual transformation in the life of the people within the community.
We've seen people growing from one level to another. I've seen families being restored. Marriages are now at peace. I've seen young people have come forward to serve the Lord in various capacities.
In 2021, we proposed a four-phase development plan to our partners. And this year, we are celebrating with our partners that we have completed the fourth phase. Looking ahead to the next 4 years, we will focus on expanding our reach while adding a middle school, increasing our sponsorship, planting new churches, and developing sustainable programs to enhance our existing initiatives.
Though the need may seem overwhelming, but we have hope. Sponsoring one child will make a difference.
It is our hope and prayer that at the end of our academic programs, our vulnerable children are going to be individuals who are economically and physically empowered in the society.
We will really have a community that is changed, a community that is transformed, a community that has that power and ability and the knowledge of God's doing in their lives.
As we look to the future, I invite you to envision the difference we can make together. Imagine the impact of empowered children thriving in their education, families strengthened by support, and communities united in faith. Together, we can bring transformation that touches lives for generations to come. Let's unite in faith, trusting that with God's guidance, we can bring His light and His love to every corner of our community.
Good News Kenya continues to grow, and we are thrilled to share with you with how God is working in and through our ministry. Good News Church has now grown to 250 members spread out between three sister congregations, equipping the church through discipleship initiatives, children's ministry, and evangelism outreaches. Our child sponsorship program has 132, yes, it changes every day, so I have to look at the slide, 132 sponsored children 15 who have graduated from the program, and only 4 students today who are waiting to be admitted into our sponsorship program. Our program is more than just education. It provides spiritual, emotional, and physical care through our social work team. By visiting homes and mentoring children, the team ensures that the families feel supported and feel the love of God. We see sponsorship as a powerful way to partner with families and lift their families out of poverty, providing a brighter future. Good News Maguena Academy, which only started in 2020, with 19 students in a single classroom, today has over 280 students in classes ranging from 3K all the way up to 6th grade. Amen. Good News Maguena Academy offers affordable and quality Christian education. 70 of our students are now sponsored at Good News Maguena Academy. And with a nurturing environment and a loving staff, we have hope and confidence that they will thrive. Each of these milestones tells a story of transformation, of how God's light and life are breaking through barriers, bringing hope to individuals and to families. Transformation is at the very heart of the gospel. And today we want to take us back to one of the greatest stories of transformation ever told. The story of transformation from Saul to Paul. Acts 9 recounts the story of Saul becoming Paul, a man running from God, not wanting nothing to do with God, to a man completely surrendered to God and for him. This is not just a story of one man's transformation. It's a story that can speak to all of us. It's a reminder that God, He is in the business of transforming lives, turning darkness into light, and using His people to accomplish His mission.
Reflecting on Saul's incredible journey, we will share stories of transformation happening right now in Kenya. You'll meet Denzel, a young boy whose life was changed through simple acts of love. Eunice, a young girl who is discovering her calling in Christ. And Angelina, a widow who experienced the joy of being seen and cared for. Each story is a testament to the same God who met Saul on the road to Damascus, and it is still at work today. Let's begin with Saul's journey and see how God, how God's light broke through his darkness. When we first met Saul in the book of Acts, chapter number 9, he is a man driven by zeal, but lost in darkness. Saul was a Pharisee, passionate about upholding the law. And he viewed every follower of Jesus Christ as a threat to everything he believed. Saul, armed with letters from the authorities and from the high priest, Saul set out for Damascus. His main intention was to arrest any person or any people who were associated with the way, and that is Jesus Christ. But on the road, God intervened in a way that will forever change Saul's life and the course of history. As Saul approached Damascus, a light from heaven suddenly flashed around him, so bright and overwhelming that it knocked him down the ground. In Acts chapter number 9, verses 4, the Bible says, Saul had a voice saying, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Saul, confused and trembling, he asked, who are you, Lord? The voice replied back and said, I am Jesus, whom you are persecuting. But rise up and enter the city, and you will be told what to do. In an instant, Saul's world was turned upside down. The man who thought he was defending God realized later that he had been persecuting him. Struck blind, Saul had to be led into Damascus city by his companion. For 3 days, he sat in darkness, praying, fasting, and waiting upon the Lord.
Saul's 3 days of blindness often reminds us that God is in the silence. God uses periods of waiting and uncertainty to prepare us for transformation. It's in the stillness, when we are stripped from our distractions, that we can hear his voice most clearly. At Good News Kenya, we meet many people who find themselves in moments of darkness, waiting for God's light to break through. And one such person is a little boy who's sponsored in this church named Denzel. He's a young boy who joined our sponsorship program last year. And when Denzel first came to Good News Magwena Academy, he was in a really dark place. Withdrawn, struggling academically, he continued to fall asleep at his desk. Concerned, our social worker visited Denzel in his home to see if she could find why he was so withdrawn, why he was struggling. She found many challenges that Denzel faces at home, one of them being a medical condition that requires Denzel to take medication every morning. However, sometimes Denzel's grandmother doesn't have enough food for him to take the medication with. So Denzel would take his morning medication, walk to school, and become so nauseous and sick from the medication and fall asleep. So our social worker came up with a small yet life-changing idea. As soon as Denzel would reach school in the morning, he would run straight to the kitchen, and our kitchen staff would give him a warm cup of porridge and 2 slices of bread. It didn't take long before we started to see change. The first change that our staff noticed in Denzel is when he started to smile. Then he started staying awake at his desk. Then he started engaging with his friends. Today, Denzel is a bright boy, engaging with his friends, starting to exceed academically. We have high hope for Denzel's future. Denzel's story reminds us that transformation, it often begins with simple acts of kindness. Just as God used Ananias to restore Saul's light, his sight, he can use each one of us to bring his light into someone's life, even if it's something as small as a meal.
While Saul sat in darkness, God was preparing someone else to be part of his transformation. Ananias, a disciple of Jesus Christ living in Damascus. When the Lord appeared to Ananias in a vision, he gave him a shocking command. In the book of Acts chapter number 9, verses 11, the Bible says, "Go to the house of Judas on Straight Street and ask for a man from Tarsus named Saul, for he is praying." Ananias was hesitant. He had heard of Saul's reputation as a persecutor of Christians. But the Lord assured him, saying in the book of Acts chapter number 9, verses 15, the Lord assured him by telling him this: "Ananias, this man is my chosen instrument to proclaim my name to the Gentiles, to their kings, and to my people Israel." Despite his fears, Ananias obeyed. He went to Saul, laid his hands on him, and said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on your way here, he has sent me to pray for you so that you can receive back your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." Immediately, something like scales fell from Saul's eyes, and he could see again. He was baptized immediately and began his journey as Paul, the great apostle who will take the gospel to the ends of the earth. Ananias' obedience reminds us that God often calls us to step out of our comfort zones and to bring his love to others. This truth is beautifully reflected in the story of Angelina, a widow in our community. Angelina lost her husband over 12 years ago, and while she had a home, it had fallen into terrible disrepair. During the rainy season, her house would flood, and she often spent cold, wet nights wondering if anyone cared about her. Angelina is part of our widow support group, a ministry where widows come together, they encourage one another, they pray with one another, and they support each other through practical support. Recently, during a mission trip, that the team that came from Harbor Rock Tabernacle, recently, when your people came to Kenya, Angelina received a brand new mud hut built by her support group and the mission team from Harbor Rock Tabernacle. These mudding days are a beautiful picture of community in action. The widows gather to help mix and apply the mud for the walls, and the mission team from Harbor Rock Tabernacle. I have to repeat that. The mission team, they were working alongside each other, singing, laughing, and serving together. At the end of the day, as Angelina stood in front of her new house, she said with tears in her face, "I thought I was forgotten, but now I know I am seen." Angelina's story is a powerful reminder that God doesn't just transform lives. He restored dignity and remind us of our worth. Like Ananias, we are called to be willing vessels, bringing hope and restoration to those in need.
Saul's transformation, it wasn't just about him. It was about God's mission. Once his sight was restored, Saul didn't waste any time. He immediately began preaching that Jesus is the Son of God. His boldness astonished everyone, especially those who knew him as a persecutor of Christians. In the same way, God calls us to step into his mission. And at Good News Kenya, we've seen countless lives transformed, not only for their own sake, but for the sake of others. And I want to share another powerful testimony with you about transformation. And I promise you, we've done this sermon a couple times, but all of these stories are personal examples of the way your church has partnered with us. Denzel is sponsored here. Your church helped build Angelina's house. And this next story is also a story of transformation from a sponsorship in this church. And that was not just because we're here. That is because God is using this partnership, and we're so thankful for it. This is a powerful example of a story of a girl named Eunice, and Eunice is so dear to my heart. She was 12 years old when I first moved to Kenya, and she was in our Sunday school program at Good News Church. She had recently moved into our community to live with her aunt because her home life with her parents was hostile and abusive. Her father struggled with an alcohol addiction, and it filled Eunice's life with fear and instability. Her aunt took her in, promising to provide for her school fee so she can continue her education. But Eunice had to help with her family business, which was brewing and selling illegal alcohol in their family home. You can imagine the struggles that Eunice went through as a young child. Despite them, Eunice was committed to her faith, and every Sunday, without fail, Eunice would come to church by herself. She experienced the love of God through her Sunday school teachers and developed a deep desire and hunger to draw closer to Him. Eunice excelled in her school exams, and her heart was filled with hope for college. However, a few months after she took her high school exams, her aunt, who had paid for all of her education, suddenly passed away. Eunice's confidence of going to a higher education was shattered. Without her aunt's support, she had no assurance of paying for college, and her dreams started to fade. Despite these obstacles, Eunice didn't give up. She joined our team of Sunday school teachers at Good News Church, and it was there that her leadership abilities and passion for serving God began to shine. Fred and I, we saw Eunice's potential, and we pulled her aside for a conversation that would change her life. Fred and I both experienced Youth with a Mission, YWAM, as young adults, and we knew that Eunice would be transformed by a similar experience. A six-month discipleship training school that equips young believers to grow in their faith and in outreach and evangelism. After prayerful consideration, Good News Church in Kenya decided to send Eunice as our first missionary to Tanzania to experience Youth with a Mission. At Youth with a Mission, Eunice encountered the healing power of Jesus, experiencing freedom from her painful past. She discovered her passion for serving God wholeheartedly and developed a strong desire to make an impact through education. Upon returning from YWAM, Eunice shared her calling with us to serve children in the same way that she had been loved and mentored during her struggles. Eunice has now joined our sponsorship program, and she is now sponsored through Harbor Rock and is going to college, studying to become a teacher. Her dream one day is to return to Good News Magwena Academy as part of our team of educators, pouring into the lives of their children and making a lasting impact in God's kingdom. Eunice's story is a beautiful reminder of what is possible when discipleship, education, and sponsorship come together in the hands of a loving and a faithful God. As she continues to grow, we are confident that Eunice will inspire the next generation to rise above their circumstances and walk boldly in their God-given purpose.
As we are still reflecting on Saul's story, we see that Ananias played a crucial role in the transformation because he was obedient. When God called him to go to Saul, Ananias didn't understand the full picture. He only knew that God had asked him to take a step of faith, and he obeyed. That one act of obedience changed the course of history. Like Ananias, we too are invited to partner in God's work. At Good News Kenya, we have witnessed time and again the incredible power of small, faithful acts of obedience. Whether in it's sponsoring a child like Denzel, building a home or a mud hut for a widow like Angelina, or mentoring a young girl like Eunice, these seemingly small actions have made a profound difference. It is important to remember that God doesn't ask us to do everything, but He's asking us to do something. Each step of obedience, no matter how small, can become the key to unlocking transformation in someone else's life. Habarok Tamanakol, you have been a pivotal or a vital part in this journey. Your faithfulness has impacted lives in a way you may not realize. Take, for instance, Eunice's story. A life transformed by your prayer, generosity, and partnership. In 2021, we shared with our partners a vision for Good News Kenya, a four-phase development plan to expand our ministry and serve more families through Good News Kenya. As you see, or as you've seen in the video today, with joy and gratitude, we celebrate with you the completion of that plan. Each brick laid and every resource provided is a testimony to God's faithfulness through your partnership. Because of your prayers and generosities, children are not only receiving education, but are also being disciples to follow Christ and serve Christ in their communities. Amen.
Fred and I reflect on what God has accomplished. We also feel a stirring for what lies ahead. We believe God is calling us into a new season marked by a new four-phase vision for Good News Kenya, which includes expanding our sponsorship program, planting new churches, building a middle school, and reaching even more families with the hope of Christ. As we step into this next season, we invite you to continue to walk alongside us. Through your prayers, encouragement, and generosity, we believe that God can accomplish even greater things. Together, we can raise up more leaders, educate more children, and bring hope to more families in need, all for His glory. As we celebrate what God is doing in Good News Kenya, let us recommit ourselves to being a part of His mission. Whether through prayer, giving, or stepping out in faith, every act of obedience matters. Just as Ananias played a pivotal role in Saul's transformation, you too can be part of a redemption story in someone's life. What might God be asking of you today? Perhaps it's to pray for someone in need, to sponsor a child, or to share the hope of Christ with a struggling neighbor. Whatever it is, know that your step of faith, no matter how small, can lead to extraordinary change. So let us rise, Harbor Rock, with the faith and the courage of Ananias, ready to say yes to God's call. Together, we can bring His light into the darkest places and witness His glory shine through and transform lives.